This is the voice of Biafra International Broadcast coming to you from Washington, D.C., transmitting on 15.67 megahertz frequency in the 19 meter band, bringing you matters of interest to Biafra. You are tuned to the voice of Biafra International Broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C. You are tuned to the voice of Biafra International Broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C. You are tuned to the voice of Biafra International Broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Little Spree.
You are tuned to the voice of Biafra International Broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Here is the news, read by Maya Zichidubem Akobondo. First, the main points of today's news broadcast. Hoping Against Hope by Sam Ndibu on Nigeria's Constitution Review. United States Senator criticizes Yar'Adua for pursuing a military option in the Niger Delta. Rising incidents of hatred against Nigerians recorded in some foreign lands. Nigeria employs another prominent Igbo person to sanitize her dirty image internationally. And now, the news in full. Fellow Biafrans, we are baffled that after all these years of suffering the most excruciating pains of discrimination, extreme religious intolerance, and frequent Islamic jihadic slaughter unleashed on them, total neglect of their well-being, and organized ethnic cleansing visited on them, there are still some Ndibu hoping against hope that the same hostile Nigerian state will all of a sudden reverse such policies and start loving Ndibu. The recent call made by the former President General of Ohanaeze Ndibu, retired Justice Ezo Zobu, who urged Ndibu to unite and forge a common front in order to secure a better deal in Nigeria and the upcoming review of Nigeria's 1999 Constitution, is a case in point. Justice Ezo Zobu noted that the Igbo had been seriously marginalized since the Civil War, and so argued that the planned constitution amendment would be an opportunity to right many wrongs against Ndibu, including creation of an additional state for the zone to bring them at par with other zones in Nigeria. So we are asked to believe that if one more state is created for Ndibu, then the Igbo man would no longer be hunted and killed in the streets of Kano, Zaria, or just in the frequent jihadic massacres. Would an additional state for Ndibu make the hostile Nigerian state to construct the long overdue second Niger bridge or establish an industry in Igbo land? It is such raising of false hopes by our elders that prolongs our sufferings in Nigeria. The sooner we wake up from such wishful thinking to face our reality, the sooner we shall abandon the sinking ship called Nigeria.
You are tuned to the voice of Biafra International Broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C.
This is the news analysis segment of the voice of Biafra International Broadcast. You have read the news, now the analysis. Fellow Biafrans, here is the first part of the Biafra Charter, We urge everyone again to read the Biafra Charter and or to have it interpreted to you if and where necessary. The Biafra Charter is the source of our authority and our mandate, your authority and your mandate. It is the acceptable reference on Biafra. The Biafra Charter is a shortened title for, quote, the Charter constituting the government of the Federation of Biafra, unquote. The Charter is described and defined as, quote, the organic and foundational agreement for the establishment of a national structure, a governance structure, governing authority, and a basic code of conduct for the functionaries and peoples of Biafra, a formal instrument which at once constitutes 1. Authority, 2. Mandate, 3. Contract, 4. Memorandum, 5. Terms of reference, and 6. Reference. For the matters which are addressed or referenced by the Charter, and according as such matters are addressed or referenced therein, granted by the nation of Biafra, through the collectivity of the representatives of the communities and peoples of Biafra, to the functionaries and for the functions stated in the Charter, unquote. Regarding purpose, quote, the primary purpose of the Charter is to establish an enduring national structure, governance structure, and basic code of conduct for the people and the functionaries as directed by the peoples of Biafra, which contribute to and inform a future national constitution. In addition, the Charter mandates the immediate formation of a Provisional Government of Biafra, BPG, to serve the nation and people of Biafra during the period that Biafra is under the occupation of Nigeria, to function in the meantime as a bona fide government of Biafra in the manner of legal, customary, and decent governments, to secure the freedom and liberty of Biafra and its peoples from occupation by Nigeria, based on self-determination paradigm and principles, with all haste and by all means necessary, to represent the sovereignty and interests of Biafra and its people in the region and in the world at large, to protect the sovereignty, independence, and humanity of Biafra and its people at all times, to constitute a transitional governance of Biafra, TGB, immediately after liberation of Biafra from Nigeria, for a specified and finite duration not to exceed 4 years, pending the formalization of Biafra state structures post-occupation and post-liberation, unquote. With respect to structure and function, quote, the Biafra Provisional Government, BPG, shall consist of 2 arms. 1. A Biafra Government in Exile, BGIE, based outside of Biafra. 2. A Biafra Government within Biafra, to be known as, quote, Biafra Shadow Government, unquote, or BSG. Both arms shall function in tight coordination and in harmony with the BGIE in the apex role. The sole function of BGIE and BSG is to carry out the mandate of the Biafra Provisional Government as stated in the Biafra Charter Authorization. Number 1. BGIE shall respect existing laws of international hosting countries in furtherance of this mandate. Number 2. BGIE shall respect international laws dealing with self-determination and protection of human rights, and rely in particular on the Geneva Convention's Protocol 2. Number 3. BSG will work with our peoples at home, in Biafra territory, and in Nigeria, cognizant of the state of Nigeria's occupational forces foisted over our people, to keep alive and project Biafra's sovereignty and independence in accordance with the mandate, and to mobilize, organize, and manage our people for socio-political activism in order to carry out our resolve for self-determination. Number four, at all times, BGIE and BSG functions are to be well coordinated, harmonious, complementary, and seamless. Number five, following the liberation of Biafra from Nigeria, the Biafra Provisional Government, BPG, consisting of BGIE and BSG together, shall form the nucleus of the Transitional Government of Biafra, TGB, under the direction of the peoples of the nation of Biafra, in order to conduct the governmental affairs of Biafra, guided by the Biafra Charter, for a period not to exceed 4 years, during which Biafra puts formal structures in place to continue and to succeed as a nation under a permanent constitution of the nation of Biafra. Unquote. Further, as regards conduct and term, quote, the conduct of the Biafra Provisional Government shall at all times adhere to the basic principles and laws of the Biafra Charter. The term of the Biafra Provisional Government, BPG, shall last from now, May 30, 2007, until Biafra is fully liberated from Nigerian occupation. Immediately after the full liberation of Biafra, the Biafra Provisional Government shall transform into the Transitional Government of Biafra, TGB, during which Biafra socio-political and civic structures shall be put in place, a period not to exceed 4 years. At the conclusion of that period, the Transitional Government of Biafra, TGB, shall unconditionally cease to exist and shall be replaced by a duly constituted government of Biafra following a constitutional conference. Unquote. Fellow Biafrans, we want you all to understand that the Biafra Charter is not arbitrary. No. There was thorough and adequate representative consultation reaching far, reaching wide, and reaching deep, leading to final agreement before the charter was finalized and formalized. For security reasons, we do not publish the names of the signatories. However, today we feel compelled to announce in our sadness that one of the signatories to this charter has just passed away. Chief Moses Ekuma, an uncompromising Biafran activist and a husband and a father of five children, died at the age of 55. Chief Ekuma of Abi LGA in Cross River State of Biafra was the General Secretary of Great Commonwealth of Niger Delta, GCND, and a member of the Joint Action Committee of MASOB and GCND. In addition, Chief Ekuma was also a signatory to the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed by MASOB and GCND on May 8, 2004. May his soul rest in peace. There, where for sure we know that he can clearly see Biafra actualized in our own time space, in our own time frame, and our own place. As you all know, we already have a functioning BGIE. It is now up to home people to form the Biafra Shadow Government. From the mandate above, it should be clear that there is a gulf of difference between organizations, for example, as in pro Biafra organizations, and government, as in BSG or BGIE. We present again Nigeria as a bad example, a place where people do not know the difference between government and organization. Thus, Nigeria is always practically run by one person, like the personal property of that person. The same way the so-called leader of a Nigerian organization, such as PDP, for example, runs it. Incidentally, and very sadly so, We have genuine pro-Biafran organizations that are now tending to function that way. What a pity. It is the responsibility of the membership of such pro-Biafran organizations to change the organization, or failing that, to withdraw their membership and join new organizations run on the principles of democracy. But more importantly, we want our people to understand that government is not an organization. Our government structure, function, and conduct are well defined in the Biafran Charter, and we want our people to understand that it is most crucial now to form the mandated Biafra shadow government in our own land. Good government is representative. It is local in basic color and reflects local qualities. Good government is cooperative in that individual local governments work well together with one another for the greater good of all, for all of the nation's peoples, to forge a representative national government, a national government whose color is necessarily rainbow, exhibiting both the commonality and especially the diversity of the collective national population. In Nigeria, the so-called governments function in and from Abuja, spend most, if not all, of their time in Abuja, having no clue about and showing no interest at all in what is happening in the locality at home. Today, if anyone tells you that he or she is traveling outside of Biafra land to go and organize pro-Biafran groups, pay no mind to that. Our task and our duty today is to get Biafrans to organize themselves for pro-Biafran activities right there in Biafra land. In fact, this means that each activist group needs to start working right there in the area where they reside. This is how they will form the local governments we speak of. Not in London or Washington, not in Johannesburg, but right there on our own Biafran soil. BGIE, per the Biafra Charter mandate, handles matters outside of Biafra land and is doing its duty even as we speak. We like to see all existing pro-Biafran organizations function as Biafra self-determination groups with strong local chapters where membership integrates with the local government, sending delegates to representative centers. We'd like to see new pro-Biafran organizations functioning purely as Biafra self-determination groups with an eye on contributing in the building of sound local governments, serving the local people, and with a will, a strong will, for cooperation and coordination among all Biafrans and their groups, for the sole purpose of Biafra's independence, national government, and national fulfillment. Fellow Biafrans, we cannot overemphasize the fact that it is only in producing results and effects on the ground locally, coordinated and multiplied in different localities over the entire Biafra land, that we can attract any attention from the outside. Now, if you can stop for just one moment and think about it, how is it that world attention is now drawn to Biafra's Niger Delta? It's only because of local activism. There is probably no more effective local power and no more effective local tool than a people's own functioning active local government, even when it is merely a quote shadow government unquote. With an underpinning local government, the Biafra shadow government, pro-Biafran organizations can now work more efficiently and more effectively, not just in our homeland, but also outside Biafra's shores. Our people, we have read from the Biafra Charter and we understand the mandate. It takes human will to implement what our charter calls for, the Biafra shadow government at home, having already started a functioning Biafran government in exile. We have that will. We have the will. We have explained how pro-Biafran organizations should work with respect to the Biafra shadow government. We have explained to you why local action is of utmost importance, and at the same time, how it is that a local government is the most powerful and effective thing we can establish in our own land today. Now, let's go do it. Where, we ask, are Uche Namado and all other Biafrans and MASOB members still being held in Nigeria's jails? And why are they still being held there? Nigeria, Nigeria, release all MASOB members currently being held in Nigeria's jails. Now, Biafra alive, because it is God who makes it so. This year, 2009, we make it really so. That's the news analysis for the week. Thank you. God bless and keep Biafra and you until our next broadcast. Voice of Biafra International, VOBI broadcast now continues in Igbo, one of the Biafran languages. Ndi Biafra, ekeleo, anye keleono. Nka wakoko nka anyina po news analysis, so na Voice of Biafra International Radio, nke di na Washington DC na La America na Abiaru na Abalia. Ihe anyi kuru n'okwuo Igbo taa, o ihe Biafra Charter gwara anyi. Anyi gwara unu otu Biafra Charter siri kwuo na anyi ga-ebido government nke ndi Biafra. Na-eche gi mgbe Nigeria ga-anwụ ma ọ mgbe Nigeria ga-ahapụ anyi aka, mba, anyi ga-ebido ya taa. Anyi kwesịrị ibido anyi na May 30 n'afọ 2007. N'ihe gbasara chata ahụ, anyi agwakwa unu na ndi tikọrịtara isi dee ya wụ ndi anyi na-asọpụrụ n'ala Biafra dum, ndi anyi nwere ntụkwasị obi na ha. Ma ọnụma dị anyị n'obi taa na otu dike soro gbaa aka n'akwụkwọ Biafra chata anyị ahụ, Chief Moses Ekuma. Onye Biafra, onye Abi Local Government na Cross River Biafra. Onye ode akwụkwọ GCND, Greater Commonwealth of the Niger Delta, ahapụla. Ka Chineke nye ndị ezinụlọ ya nkasi obi. Nyekwanụ Chief Ekuma ezumike, ezumike nke naanị Chukwu na-enye. Ndị Biafra ibe anyị, isiokwu wụ na anyị ga-ebidorịrị Biafra Shadow Government n'ụlọ n'ime ala anyị nga ahụ. Gọọmenti ahụ awụghị otu, ma otu ndị Biafra ọwụla ga-etinye isi ha na anya ha n'ibido gọọmenti ahụ. Marakwanụ na ọchịchị government wụ ihe na-esite na ngọ ha guzo, ihe a na-akpọ local government. Pụwazie, abịazie ziga ndị nnọchite anya anyị, ndị a na-akpọ delegates, n'ebe etiti. Ọwụghị ka Nigeria, ebe ọchịchị ha nọ n'etiti, ụkwụ akpaghị ha ụlọ ebe ọha mmadụ bi, ebe ọha mmadụ na-ata ahụhụ. Na Biafra, ọha ga-achị onwe ha nga ha bi. Otu ndị Biafra mụtakwa nke ahụ, ọha wu isi, ọwụghị otu onye wu isi. Ọ ga-aka mma ka otu ndị Biafra na-adị ka gọọmenti Biafra ebe ọha wu isi na mgbe dum. Anyị gwakwuru unu na onweghị ihe ka local government, ọchịchị ọha, ike na anyị inweta Biafra, na anyị imezi na idozi ala anyị. Otu o jiri wụrụkwa na onweghị mkpọtụ nọrọ maka nweta Biafra, nke ga-aka ihe anyị mere n'ime Biafra, n'ime ala Biafra ire. Onye si na ya ga-esi n'ala Biafra gawa n'ala oyibo ịga ime mkpọtụ anyị nweta Biafra, ọsọsọ oge ka onye ahụ na-egbu. Naanị mkpọtụ ihe anyị mere n'ime ala anyị, ala Biafra, wụ ihe na-eru ụwa ntị. N'ihi nke a, anyị na-agwakwa unu ọzọ na ọ dị oke mkpa na anyị bidoro gọọmenti Biafra n'ime ala Biafra. Anyị na-ajụ, elee ebe Uche Nnamdi na ndị MASOB ndị ọzọ nọ na mkpọrọ Nigeria nọ ugbu a? Nigeria, hapụkwa ụmụnne anyị ndị a, ndị MASOB, aka taa. Biafra, dorikwa Kachineke Sorikegi n'afọ ọhụrụ ya 2009 anyị ga-eme ka ọ wụrụ otu ahụ. Biafra ndụ gị, Biafra ndụ gị, Biafra ndụ gị na ndụ anyị kwa, maka Chineke nọnyerela gị nọnyekwara anyị. Ndewonu. Voice of Biafra International, VOBI broadcast continues. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Voice of Biafra International broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Here is a special announcement from BGIE. Fellow citizens of Biafra, the Biafra Government in Exile, BGIE, salutes you all. Our fight for our freedom, our fight for our liberty, our fight for independence, our fight for self-determination has been long and hard and has now reached a critical point. Men, women, and children of Biafra have made huge sacrifices. Some people sacrificed their money and we are rendered virtually penniless. Some people sacrificed their property and became homeless, as even their source of livelihood was destroyed. Some sacrificed their freedom and were thrown in jail. Some sacrificed their bodies and were beaten and abused by Nigerian savages. Some people sacrificed their brains and have been working tirelessly day and night to keep the struggle alive. And yet, some have made the ultimate, the supreme sacrifice with their lives as they were murdered by Nigerian savages. The Biafran Government in Exile, established just 1 year ago, salutes you all. BGIE pays tribute to all of you who have made enormous sacrifices in various ways for the actualization of Biafra. Your sacrifices will never be in vain. As we move into the next phase of the fight for Biafra actualization, it becomes important for us to ask a very important question. What is Biafra? Biafra is an independent nation located in the Bight of Biafra in West Africa. The nation of Biafra is currently occupied by force by Nigeria. Who is a Biafran? Citizens of Biafra include all the peoples who, through birth or inheritance, are bona fide members of the consanguine communities that live and have lived in the geographical area stretching from Agbo Sapele to Ogoja Calabar, and from Enugu Ezike Ikem to Opobobani. All the people who are indigenous of this geographical area, whether they are currently living there in Biafra or in other countries of the world, such as Nigeria, Gabon, Ivory Coast, Ghana, the United States of America, United Kingdom, Spain, South Africa, Canada, etc., are citizens of Biafra. All of you indigenous of Biafra, children, women and men, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are highly educated or not, whether you are currently serving the satanic government of Nigeria as vice president, governor, minister, senator, representative, ambassador, counselor, whether you are serving the government of Satan Nigeria as Army General, Commodore, Wing Commander, Inspector General of Police, other ranks, whether you are a church minister, cardinal, bishop, evangelist, priest, whether you are a traditional leader, Igwe, Onowu, Agbalanze, Olu, Eze, Amayanabo, Obong, all of you without exception are Biafrans. You, your family, your community have been colonized and are under occupation by the Hausa Fulani Yoruba Satanic Government of Nigeria and the Sokoto Caliphate. You have lost your freedom. You have lost your liberty. You have lost your human rights. And you are now in a state of slavery. You, your husband, son, brother, can be killed any time by Nigeria and her satanic colonial government. Your wife, daughter, sister, can be raped and ravished any time and anywhere by Nigeria and her satanic colonial government. You, your children, can be brutalized, beaten like a dog, humiliated, and desecrated any time by Nigeria and her satanic colonial government. Your house can be burned down, demolished, taken over by force any time by Nigeria and her satanic colonial government. Your personal belongings and merchandise can be looted, burned, destroyed any time by Nigeria and her satanic colonial government. Your churches can be burned, vandalized, desecrated, and destroyed any time by Nigeria and her satanic colonial government. It does not matter whether you are serving these Nigerian savages, whether you live in Abuja, Kaduna, or Lagos, they will still do whatever they want to you, members of your family and your community, any time they want. You are like a bird in a cage. You have no freedom, you have no liberty, and you have no rights. It has been so for 40 years and is getting worse daily. So, what will you do about it? Really, you do not have two choices. You have only one choice, and that is to fight back until you drive away the Nigerian savages that have invaded your land, until you regain your freedom, liberty, independence, and human rights. That's all that you have. That fight to regain our freedom has been going on for quite some time. It is a fight that we must win because there is no other choice. We are entering a major phase in this battle. We will establish Biafra government in every town, autonomous community, county, and province in Biafra. This will be the Biafra shadow government. Starting with towns, autonomous communities, cities, then going on to counties, which will be the equivalent of local governments, and then going out to the provinces. All citizens of Biafra are hereby mandated to start organizing themselves in groups, large and small. Elect a chairman, secretary, financial secretary, and treasurer from among yourselves. Hold meetings from time to time and discuss how you will govern yourselves and how you will organize your society. If you collect money, keep your money in a bank in your locality under any name you choose. Do not travel long distances for your meetings to avoid harassment by Nigerian vandals. Use computers to record your minutes, accounts, and other information. That way, there will be no secretariats where Nigerian vandals will go to search for documents. Mandate your representatives to meet with the representatives of other groups to discuss and harmonize issues. You can call your groups anything you like, such as self-actualization movement, freedom movement, democracy movement, liberty movement, etc. In a town, there could be 20 freedom movements. At an appointed time, their representatives will meet at a secret location and elect a shadow government for the town. Trusted current leaders of town unions or autonomous communities who are patriotic Biafrans can be elected as leaders of freedom movements. Leaders of the freedom movements from each town will meet at secret locations and elect a shadow government for the county, or what you used to call local government. Several months from now, leaders of the different county shadow governments will meet again at secret locations and elect Biafra shadow government for their province. Pay attention now. Notice that government in Biafra is superb democracy, a purely local affair. It is government of the people, by the people, for the people. The power of government in Biafra rests with the people who elected their representatives. Anyone who aspires to lead in Biafra must derive his or her power from the people among whom he lives, and that must be through a transparent, free, and fair election. That leader is accountable to the people at all times, and will be removed by the people whenever they feel that he or she is no longer leading them as they want. The people of Ogoja will elect their own leaders to govern them. The people of Umuahia will elect their own leaders to govern them. The people of Nsukka will elect their own leaders to govern them. The people of Oka will elect their own leaders to govern them. The people of Wari will elect their own leaders to govern them. The people of Degema will elect their own leaders to govern them. The Ikwere will elect their own leaders to govern them. The people of Aba will elect their own leaders to govern them. The people of Abakaliki, Okigwe, Yenegua, Enugu, Afibo, Asaba, Uyo, etc., each will elect their own leaders to govern them. The provincial administrator for Degema province must come from Degema province and be elected by his people. The provincial administrator for Calabar province must come from Calabar province and be elected by his people. The provincial administrator for Asaba province must come from Asaba province and be elected by his people. The provincial administrator for Oka, Ogun, Oji River, Abakaliki, Yenegua, Ogoja, Wari, Port Harcourt, Onitsha, Okigwe, Olu, and other provinces must come from each of those provinces and be elected by their people. It is a crime against humanity to impose a ruler on a people and thus turn the people into slaves. Pay attention now. You are building Biafra from the ground up, the same way that you built your house from the ground up, one block at a time. In Biafra, action in government is at the ground level, at the grassroots. Leaders will live with their people. They will drink the same water as their people. They will eat the same food as their people. They will use the same electricity as their people. They will go to the same hospital as their people. They will drive on the same roads as their people. They will shop in the same markets as their people. Their children will go to the same schools and colleges as their people. The leader is part and parcel of his people. They will listen to the same radio and watch the same television as their people. Building the nation of Biafra is completely in your hands. You can build Biafra to be like a concrete bunker that is unshakable and can never be pulled down. Or you can build it of sand and it will be washed away by the first rainstorm. How can we build Biafra to be like a concrete bunker? First, cure yourself of your own arrogance and egotism. Then, make your children spouse, brother, sister, and friends rid themselves of their own arrogance. Second, reject corruption, bribery, shortcuts, cheating, and stealing right now, and make other people close to you do exactly the same thing. Every single time you see someone doing any of these evils, tell them to their face that they are not fit to be in Biafra. Third, insist on absolute cooperation and collaboration. That means everyone working together toward our common objective, which is Biafra actualization. One of the worst crimes you can commit in Biafra is to attempt to rig an election. It is a horrible crime against the people and will carry the maximum punishment. Without transparent democracy, Biafra will not be a stable country where justice reigns. In choosing your leaders, you must insist on people who believe very strongly in Biafra, who are honest and trustworthy, who are hardworking and willing to render selfless service to their community. If you elect thieves, robbers, corrupt money bags, and 419ers as your leaders, you will pay the price. But if you elect honest, hardworking, dedicated, selfless people as your leaders, you will reap the benefits of their efforts. You must be wondering why we have not talked about resource control. The reason is simple. There is really no argument about resource control in Biafra. The people who live on a piece of land own the land and the resources in the land. They exploit the resources in their land, pay an agreed tax, and then use their money to build schools, hospitals, colleges, roads, amusement parks, hotels, dams for potable water and electricity. The coal in Enugu belongs to the people of Enugu. The petroleum in Ayamelum clan and the Jiriva belongs to the people of those communities. The natural gas in Awka belongs to the people of Awka. The petroleum and natural gas in all those communities in the Delta belong to the communities where the petroleum and gas are found. In the same way, the palm trees in Owerri belong to the communities in Owerri. The limestone in Ogun and Okigwe belong to the communities in those areas. To attempt to steal these resources from the rightful owners is an outrageous act of brigandage perpetrated by criminal psychopaths and sociopaths hiding under the cloak of government. As we start this journey of establishing Biafra shadow government on the ground in Biafra, we remind you of certain facts. 90% of the action about Biafra actualization will take place in Biafra land. Only about 10% will take place in the international community. That 10%, which will consist primarily of international support and recognition, is very important, but will come after we have laid the foundation and built the House of Biafra. After we have established Biafra shadow government, the next phase will be to set up Biafra governmental institutions. This will be quickly followed by writing and adopting a Biafra constitution, to be quickly followed by shutting down all the decadent Nigerian government institutions in existence in Biafra. This will be followed by a formal suppression and celebration of independence on the ground in Biafra. The path we are following is clear. Nigeria cannot stop it because it is legal. We will not give you a timeline because everything depends on how fast and how hard you work. If you work hard and fast, the savages in Nigeria will not even know what hit them. You are probably aware that there are Biafrans who have taken the Nigerian government to court to stop calling them Nigerians and to stop calling their territory part of Nigeria, because they have clearly stated in unequivocal terms that they are Biafrans and their territory is Biafra. If you stand tall for your rights, freedom will be yours fast. As we progress on this journey, we wish to warn you, there are charlatans in Biafra who have turned the fight for Biafra actualization into a business for making money. They lie like drunken sailors to honest Biafrans who have made enormous sacrifices for our liberation. They steal the people's money and convert it to their personal use. They lie to the people that the United States and the United Nations have recognized Biafra. There is no truth whatsoever in this nonsense. By doing so, they give our people false hope and consequently demoralize them. They lie to you that they are the ones paying for VODI. Yet, Biafra Foundation and lately BGIE have been the people paying for VOBI Friday and Saturday broadcasts for almost 8 years. This is as unconscionable as it is criminal. Any clown who tells you that they are going to London, Australia, South Africa, or the moon to set up radio and television stations for Biafra are just scheming to steal your money. As BGIE has directed, all Biafrans will now organize to set up Biafra shadow government in Biafra. When you organize and collect money, keep your money in your locality and use it to solve problems in your locality and to advance Biafra government action in your locality. Don't ever give your money to one person who does not give you any account but bullies you like a dictator. Biafra does not want crazy dictators like Obasanjo or Idi Amin. Otherwise, why get out of Nigeria if you want mad dictators without conscience? Biafran doctors must organize themselves now and participate effectively in the Biafra shadow government. Biafran engineers must organize themselves now and participate effectively in the Biafra shadow government. Biafran intellectuals must organize themselves now and participate effectively in the Biafra shadow government. Traders and businessmen, as well as market women in all the markets in Biafra, Nigeria, and all over West Africa, must organize themselves and participate effectively in the Biafra shadow government. The same is true for Biafran businessmen, transporters, clergy, civil servants, personnel in the armed forces and police, teachers, accountants, bankers, builders, students, etc. Once you organize, get in touch with BGIE if you need to, and we will put you in touch with the people who will show you how to operate your organization most efficiently. Remember that Biafra Foundation is not Biafra. Masab is not Biafra. Ekwenche is not Biafra. MEND is not Biafra. NDPVF is not Biafra. All of them are organizations seeking the actualization of an independent Biafra. That is good. Biafra, however, is all the people that make up the sovereign state of Biafra, including both those who belong to all these organizations and those who do not belong to any organizations. All of them are Biafrans. And they are all represented only by Biafra government in exile. Do you have your own copy of Biafra Charter yet? If you don't, download it from the internet or get it in the market today and learn how Biafra government is organized. As you go to work to form Biafra shadow government in Biafra, we pray that the spirit of Biafran patriots who paid the supreme sacrifice will be with you and guide you as we continue our march toward our sovereign independent Republic of Biafra. May God bless you all and the sovereign state of Biafra. Good night.
Biafra International Broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C., transmitting on 15.67 megahertz frequency in the 19 meter band, bringing to you matters of interest to Biafra. Thank you for listening to our broadcast. God bless Biafra and you until our next broadcast. Good night.